ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, with all fasted since 6:30 last night, you want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen, told of the attack today, said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News. A judge in Idaho has ruled that she will not allow the release of graphic photographs taken after Brian Koberger murdered four University of Idaho students in 2022. Let's do the time warp again and again and again. For 50 years, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Cast members Barry Bostwick and Nell Campbell on why it's still so popular.
It's rock and roll. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not as many drugs as people think there are, but it's sex and rock and roll. And it's every kind of sex you would want to partake in. It's a naughty film.
But naughty,
but nice.
Also, all the songs are good. It's a witty script. It doesn't take itself too seriously. And it's a celebration of all types of sexuality.
They're part of a 55-city tour for the anniversary featuring other original cast members. This is ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One of Green Bay's favorite recreation spots is in the spotlight. The Brown County Reforestation Camp is being featured in the Uniquely Wisconsin documentary series. The story goes all the way back to the 1800s when the land was stripped by extensive logging, then tells about how the county acquired roughly 160 acres, reforested it using inmate labor in an open prison program, and how it grew into the expansive recreation area we know today. The new zoo and adventure park are probably the most well-known attractions, but the Brown County Reforestation Camp features miles of trails for hiking through nature, biking, skiing, horseback riding, and more. The program, titled Restoring Nature, Preserving a Legacy, Brown County Reforestation Camp, was just released this week. You can watch it on Discover Wisconsin's YouTube channel and other streaming platforms. It's also on the Wisconsin Counties Association website. Health officials want to give you a heads up. The flu is on its way and will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Last week, Wisconsin's health department reported that flu activity was minimal right now, but other respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are on the rise. Officials are reminding people to make sure you protect yourself. Some basic ways to do that: washing your hands thoroughly and often, stay home when you're sick, and make sure you're up to date on vaccines. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus at 7-Eleven. Couple minutes away from talking about a really interesting and fun-sounding festival that's happening this Saturday. And other things going on, being put on Broadway. Mary Rohde from On Broadway is going to be joining us here in just a minute, along with Connie Feldman and I. And we'll grill her on all these things. It's on the way on WGBW.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Zero restrictions apply. It's 1031-2025.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. The circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 714, 59 degrees. Joining me in the studio right now, the day after the last farmer's market on Broadway, which is put on by your company, Mary Rohde from On Broadway. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in so early in the morning.
Absolutely. Our team had a late night last night, but gosh, was it beautiful.
Yeah.
And the people came out. It was great.
And you've got a big event coming up this coming. So no sooner are you done with, you know, Farmer's Market on Broadway, and now you're throwing together this Fall Fest. And this sounds like just a great family event.
You know, Fall Fest is something that we hear about frequently from the community. This is a treasured event that they truly look forward to every single year. And although Mother Nature is going to make it a touch warm to celebrate fall this Saturday.
That's okay.
We are excited for folks to head out to Light Park this Saturday from 11 to 3.
I'm reading some of the activities taking place. What is a corn pit?
Yeah, what's up?
Awesome. If you've never experienced it, think of a sandbox, but instead of sand, you have corn.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
this is roasted corn for eating.
This is like corn kernels.
Kernel
that
corn.
Kiddos
like
can
corn.
Sit in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, kids can sit in and they can play with and put in buckets and
so
you know
fun.
All kinds of fun stuff. It's definitely for kids. No,
a juvenile allowed. A juvenile corn maze. No, maybe not. No. But horse-drawn hay rides.
Yeah.
Inflatables. I mean,
yes.
Can you run through some of the stuff that's going to be there Saturday?
Yeah, you mentioned two of them. Certainly, we also have a petting zoo. We'll have our friends with Mischief and Magic, who are always so good to us. Jake and his team will be there with balloon art and magic shows and face painting. We'll have a big vehicle experience, so fire engine and garbage truck for kids to explore. We'll have some mini pumpkin painting. This is an activity that people were asking for. We didn't do it last year, and people were like, please bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did. So kiddos can come and paint a mini pumpkin and take it home with them that day. Certainly, we'll also have great live music. We'll have two stages, a main stage with Troy Hines and the 57s. So
cool.
Some really great upbeat music there,
yeah,
from 11:30 to 2. And then a kids stage also. We'll have Randy Peterson, who's just a local renowned
yes,
kids performer. So he'll be joining us along with Evergreen Theater. So, you know, I can keep going if you want me to. There's more stuff.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, Dan, you just mentioned, you know, you just wrapped up the last farmer's market. Now you're already getting ready for Fall Fest. I remember back, and Dan, you probably do too, before Broadway had all these events and activities and how far it's come. Mm-hmm. It's just such a community gathering point and place for people to come. And it really, really does. It brings Green Bay together.
Well, thank you.
That's very true. Very
thank
true.
You. Our organization truly works so hard to make the Broadway District that cultural core,
yes,
of downtown. And these events certainly are a huge part of that. But in addition, these events bring foot traffic and it brings people. And those people support the many small businesses that call our district home. So these events are a huge lift for our team, but we love doing them.
As some famous announcer once said, but wait, there's more. Kris Kringle, or Kris King, how, say it for me.
Kris Kindle.
Kris Kindle.
Yes, the Kris Kindle Market on Broadway is returning this year for its fourth year. It'll kick off November 20th. This, for folks who may not be familiar, is an outdoor traditional German street market.
Cool.
So this will take place on Hubbard Street, right alongside Bernstein's Candies,
sure,
for those who might be familiar there.
Berenson's.
My apologies. I'm from Manitowoc, so we pronounce it Berenstein's.
I love it.
Rightfully so.
So,
and this happens all over the world, these type of festivals. I didn't realize that.
Yes, yes. And we've had some amazing feedback from people who have been to the Kris Kindle markets in Europe and then had come to ours, and they see the similarities. And for us, that's heartwarming, right? Because we're trying to create that authentic experience for folks with our wooden chalets and the beautiful lighting and everything else, plus certainly the vendors themselves who make it, offer some of those amazing local homemade artisan gifts.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's an obvious question that needs to be asked for either of these events, Fall Fest and Kris Kindle. Admission fee?
$0.
Wow.
That's so great. Bring the family out. You can spend the entire day or the entire evening with the whole family, and just great stuff to do downtown Green Bay. In the Broadway District, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, bring your wallet, right? Because there's going to be,
yes,
great food. There's going to be beverages.
Yes.
There are, you know, some activities that may have a small fee. And with Kris Kindle Market, we'll have some announcements to come,
okay,
for some exciting workshops and additional programming. So more to come there. But with Fall Fest, again, there's a small fee for the mini pumpkin painting. And then, yes, we'll have the food trucks. We'll have a beer garden. And we'll also have a trunk or treat for kiddos. So GB After Hours is bringing their new and vintage car show to Fall Fest again this year.
Cool.
So kids can come. Costumes are highly encouraged. So get a second wear out of those Halloween costumes.
Because
gosh darn it, those things aren't cheap. So bring the kiddos in their costumes. And they can trunk or treat their way around the car show.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody in both of those events that
absolutely
we've talked about. Yeah. Well, I hope when things become official for Kris Kindle, like you said, that you'll come back and tell us all about it.
Oh, we had, yes, and more holiday events to come. So.
Terrific. Thank you so much for coming in, Mary.
Thank you. If folks are looking for more information, they can head to downtowngreenbay.com.
Great.
Glad you brought that up. Thank you very much. Mary Rohde with On Broadway, and along with Connie Feldman, we grilled her.
She great.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day. 97.9 WGBW. This
7.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my nail and I twiddle my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, There's no one like you, Eleanor. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Swell and groovy. The multi-state keyword this hour for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is Zone, Z-O-N-E. Use the Civic Media app. Text that to us before 9 o'clock. No. Before 8 o'clock shows up. Zone, Z-O-N-E. And you could win $200 green and gold jewelry.
It's all right.
From WGBW. Connie Feldman is next with the news.
You up early, 'cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. We're going down to the Honda shop. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean ride. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster. Just a groovy little motorbike. It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys, that two-wheel bike. We'll ride on out of the town to any place I know you'll like. First gear, it's all right. Second gear, a lean ride. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster. Better turn on the lights so we can ride my Honda tonight. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. There's another push in Wisconsin to legalize medical marijuana. It's being led by three Republican lawmakers who will need to convince members of their own party to support the legislation after several previous attempts to pass it, dating back to 2019, failed. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step towards legalizing recreational use, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin right now, there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. And Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relative. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Her research would continue for the next six decades. Jane Goodall was 91 years old.
A remarkable human being.
I was just fascinated by her.
In what way? I mean, what about her made the difference for you?
I wanted the fact that she lived in the jungle with chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to live in the jungle with chimpanzees.
You wanted to live in the jungle?
I did.
Instead, you chose broadcasting.
That's why I got into radio.
What's the difference?
With heifer replacement numbers expected to keep dropping, do you have inventory to keep your dairy or beef on dairy herds strong? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. And here at World Dairy Expo, we're checking in with Corey Geiger, a lead dairy economist with CoBank. He says if you have not pivoted to maximize beef on dairy, you may want to, and make sure that you have the cattle to back it up.
It's a really good market opportunity. You know, work with your reproductive specialists and double down on how many of these calves we can make. But keeping an eye, do I have enough replacements to replace my future dairy herd? Because one trend that's happening in this country, in the past 3 years, we have pulled back on culling by 600,000 dairy cows. That means our dairy cows are getting older. And at some point, they all move to their second career, which is beef. And so I think for the first time in many farmers' careers, you really got to run some spreadsheets or hand calculate this. Do I have enough replacements? And then how many beef on dairy calves can I make to maximize my revenue?
Corey Geiger, along with us, a lead dairy economist with CoBank.
They are my go-to for my tailgate. Yep, Bavaria sausage, that's what I'm talking about. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke reminding you, check out their website, BavariaSausage.com, for all the flavor selections you can feature at your tailgate. They are going through an upgrade on that website, so keep checking back often. You can also find out more on their Facebook page. If you're in the Madison area, check out their retail location at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. That's where you'll find my Berkey Brats, one of my favorites. And remember, their store hours have expanded Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays, 9 until 1. Don't miss an opportunity with the weather that we've been given. Get out there and tailgate and enjoy it with your neighbors and impress them with the flavors that you select. Bavaria Sausage will get you on your way. Again, check back often because their website's going through updates, BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, and you tell them the Farm Babe sent you.
On the close yesterday was a good time to read markets as our commodities closed higher. December corn up a penny at 416.5. November soybeans up 11.25 at 1013 a bushel. Cash wheat up a penny and a quarter at 409.25. And July 2026 new crop wheat closed up 0.75 cents at 552.5. At the time cheese closed yesterday, Class 3 milk contracts were trading higher. The October contract up 23 cents at 1745 a hundredweight. The November contract up 47 cents at 1738 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk is what we use to make cheese, and the 40-pound block did close higher yesterday, up 3.5 cents at $1.75.5. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Green Bay weather.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
this goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look.
I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. From next to City Deck, the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay on Washington Street.
Lady Willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. I know you want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Did no one ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you if I could.
soared high neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
hits 97.9 WGBW. You know, every time that song comes on, I sing along with it, and badly, I admit it. There's only one rock and roll song I think I could get away with singing along with, and it's just one line in one song. The song's by The Temptations, and the line is, "And the band played on." That's probably it for me. That's the extent of my musical singing ability. If you missed this hour's multi-state keyword for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, it is Zone, Z-O-N-E. Get it to us before 8 o'clock. It will expire then. We'll have another one after 9 o'clock and 11 and 1 and 3 and 5 and 7. Seven total chances every weekday to win $200. That's the green and gold jewelry. And qualify for the grand prize, which is tickets to a football game. You know the one I'm talking about. So all of that is, there for your benefit. Good luck winning that. Something going on this Friday. Got to tell you about it. It's a tribute to the Everly Brothers. The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. It's a great venue. Just very intimate theater. And these are, four guys, two main guys, who are singing the vocals of the Everly songs, and they sound very, very much like them. I'm so looking forward to this show. A tribute to the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org. And there are details on our website as well if you go to WGBW.FM. It's the Everly Brothers music in performance Friday night. And we will see you there.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I love the colorful clothes you wear,
and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's by my excitation.
Now, nice to think that
time she'd shop, and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
Last call for Zone. That's the multi-state keyword that's done by eight.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think?
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division.